Over the past few months, healthcare has clearly positioned itself as the most important issue for Canadians aged 55 and over. The country's most mature residents are not as preoccupied with housing as millennials, and not as worried about the economy and jobs as Generation X. When Research County and Glacier Media asked Canadians about the state of the country's healthcare system, the results did not outline any positive momentum. Our views have become more unenthusiastic since October 2021, when many Canadians were voicing satisfaction with the way COVID-19 was being managed. This month, only 1 in 5 Canadians, 20%, down 5 points since 2021, believe Canada's healthcare system works well, and only minor changes are needed to make it work better. A majority of the country's residents, 56%, down 3 points, feel that there are some good things in healthcare, but many changes are required, while 17%, up 5 points, say the system has so much wrong with it that we need to completely rebuild it. For decades, Quebec was the one province where dismay about the healthcare system was practically a given. This year, continuing a trend that started in 2021, Atlantic Canada stands way ahead of other regions. More than a third of Atlantic Canadians, 37%, think the healthcare system should be rebuilt. No other province or region reaches 20% on this indicator. For the most part, Canadians are still worried when they ponder the biggest problem facing the healthcare system. More than a third, 34%, up 2 points, continue to identify a shortage of doctors and nurses, followed by long wait times, 23%, down 4 points, and bureaucracy and poor management, 17%, up 3 points. Fewer than 1 in 10 Canadians point to other matters, such as inadequate resources and facilities, 9%, up 1 point, lack of a wider range of services for patients, 6%, up 1 point, little focus on preventive care, also 6%, unchanged, and insufficient standards of hygiene, 1%, down 1 point. A shortage of professionals who can take care of patients is the biggest issue in 5 of the 6 regions: Atlantic Canada, 52%, Saskatchewan and Manitoba, 39%, British Columbia, 37%, Ontario, 31%, and Quebec, 30%. In Alberta, more than a third of residents, 35%, are primarily preoccupied with long wait times. In 2021, more than 3 in 4 Canadians, 77%, were very confident, or moderately confident, that Canada's healthcare system would be there to provide the help and assistance that they would need if they had to face an unexpected medical condition. This year, the number has fallen to 67%. What is particularly striking about this finding is that trust in the system being there for all of us fell across the entire country. The highest proportion of confident prospective patients is seen in Saskatchewan and Manitoba, 72%, down 8 points, followed by Alberta, 71%, down 2 points, Quebec, 68%, down 7 points, British Columbia, 67%, down 11 points, Ontario, 63%, down 16 points, and Atlantic Canada, 59%, down 7 points. There are also noticeable shifts on the questions about spending and privatization that we track. The proportion of Canadians who believe the federal government should make cuts to healthcare funding in order to reduce government debt fell from 23% in 2021 to 18% in 2023. A third of Canadians, 33%, up 6 points, believe healthcare in Canada would be better than it is now if it were run by the private sector. It is clear that the endorsement of the healthcare system is not as strong as it was in late 2021. We had already identified a swing when the proportion of Canadians who looked at the system as a source of pride fell from 77% in 2019 to 58% in 2022. One statistic will be key, especially in the context of an early federal election campaign. The level of confidence in the healthcare system being there when we need it has fallen by 10 points in 18 months. Optimists may look at this finding as a good thing. This is a level of trust that is seldom observed for legislative bodies, police forces, or the courts. Pessimists would be unable to steer clear from a double-digit drop in less than 2 years. Mario Canseco is president of research company. Results are based on an online study conducted from April 16 to 18, 2023, among 1,000 adults in Canada. The data has been statistically weighted according to Canadian census figures for age, gender and region. The margin of error, which measures sample variability, is plus or minus 3.1 percentage points, 19 times out of 20.